Welcome to What's Up Vegas. This week we interview a girl who claims to be a real witch. Now, is it true? Is it not? I'm Stan Campton. Stick around and you'll find out next on What's Up Vegas. Welcome. To start, why don't you tell us your name, age, and a little bit about yourself?
Hi, my name is Isis Rivera, and I'm 15 years old. This is my first time being interviewed, so please forgive me if I'm a little nervous. I'm also a member of the Witches of Vegas, the number one magic show on the Las Vegas Strip. Well, I haven't actually performed with them yet, but I get to practice on the stage when the theater's empty. They promised me that the time is coming soon. I've been with them since I was 9. Okay. I'm going to tell you a secret, and I need you to promise not to tell anyone, okay? The truth is, I really am a witch. The others are too. We use the show to practice our witchcraft. It keeps us strong, and we need to be. According to Luther, he's the coven's mentor. He's also a 500-year-old vampire. There's a threat coming that we may need to fight. I don't know what that is, but he's been getting witches ready for it long before any of us were ever born. We were just the latest group of witches he's been training in case the threat comes.
Okay. How would you describe your childhood before the Witches of Vegas took you in?
Before? To be honest, it wasn't all that great. I was born in the Bronx in New York. My mom died when I was 5. I don't really remember her that well. I never knew my dad. My grandma raised me until I was 8 years old. But then she got sick and I was put into foster care. I was in my last foster home for a while. I really wanted them to like me, but I always got the feeling that they didn't. Things got really bad right after I turned 9, and I realized I could do things like make fire and move stuff with my mind. I didn't know how I could do that, just that I could. My foster family and all their neighbors found out when I lost control at a neighborhood barbecue. When they saw it, they all thought I was possessed by the devil. They beat me, tried to drown me, and keep me locked in a basement for days without food. When I escaped and tried to run, they chased me down and wanted to set me on fire. That's when Sebastian, the leader of the Witches' Coven, that was before they all became the Witches of Vegas, rescued me and took me into this family. He sensed my connection and came to investigate. It was just in time, too.
That's an amazing story, Isis. How did you get along with the other members of the Witches of Vegas?
I love them so much. Selena Quinn and Sebastian Santel are like my adopted mom and dad. They've been teaching me and taking care of me since I've been with them. I haven't called them mom and dad yet. That's because the last people I called by those names tried to set me on fire. But I do feel close enough with both of them that I think I can tell them that. I know they see me as their daughter. I'm just waiting for the right time to try it out. Does that make sense? Selena's younger sister, Sasha, is like the coolest aunt anyone could ever have. She's a lot of fun and maybe a little crazy. Luther, well, he can be a bit of a jerk sometimes. He likes to tell me that I'm too immature and unfocused to be a witch. But he also says it to the others, and they're all adults, so I shouldn't take it personally. I guess to someone who is 500 years old, everyone is immature, right? How did the Witches of Vegas become the Witches of Vegas? Well, right after they rescued me, Sebastian found out about one of those huge hotels here in Las Vegas that was looking for a new magic act for their new theater. He came up with the idea of saying we were a magic team and using our powers on stage. Witches can do a lot, including levitating, teleporting, and creating illusions. We put on a great show. The general manager hired us immediately. We've lived in a suite in the Sapphire Resort ever since. For the last 6 years, every show is sold out.
I must say, you've certainly been through a lot at such a young age. What do you consider the most important event of your life so far?
Oh, that's easy. It was that night. I was 9 years old and sitting on the street, surrounded by my foster family, their friends and neighbors. Even the local priest was there. They all had knives, baseball bats, and other weapons. My foster dad had a gun pointed at me, and my mom had rolled up newspapers she lit on fire. All I had was a broken arm and a swollen eye I couldn't see out of. They all kept saying I had the devil in me, and they had to burn it out of me for my own good, even if it killed me. They didn't know that I was a witch. I didn't know either. I thought I was going to die that night. That's when a huge red dragon walked down the street and scared them all away. Now I thought my death would come from getting stepped on or eaten by this huge dragon. But then it turned into a puff of smoke and Dad. Sebastian was standing there. He explained to me all about witches, healed my arm and face with his mind, then invited me to join his coven, which is also his family. How does someone become a witch? Let me explain it the way Sebastian explained it to me. The world is surrounded by energy. It's in the air, it's in the ground, it's in the space around us all the time. It makes up everything. Some people can tap into it, like psychics who get a glimpse of the future, or mothers who lift cars off their children. But some people find out that they can tap into it on purpose. That's what makes us witches. That was the first thing he told me that day, and I never forgot it. Is being a witch easy? No. The more connected we are with the energy, the more we have to learn to control it. The witches of Vegas tell me I'm really connected, maybe more than any other witch before. That's why they're always training me. I'm learning, but so far, my control isn't great. I'm working on it, though. Last question. Have you ever been in a romantic relationship? You mean with a boy? Oh, no, not yet. I don't really spend a lot of time with anyone my age. I don't leave the property a lot. I don't even go to school. They teach me during the day in our suite and in the theater. But I hope to meet someone someday, someone who understands me, someone who is a bit different like me. I'm sure he's out there somewhere, and I'll meet him someday soon. Let's hope he doesn't mind that I can turn him into a frog. That was just a joke. We just can't really turn people into frogs. Well, this was certainly an interesting tale, Isis. And I see you are truly into your stage character. I'm sure we all wish we could really be witches. Is there anything else you'd like to share? I know it sounds kind of crazy, but it's my life. Hey, why are you pointing at me? Oh, my. My pen. It's leaving my hand. It's floating in the air towards you. Now you have my pen. My goodness, how did you do that? I know you're into magic, but you never touched this pen. You were never near me. That's impossible. Oh, and one more thing I just wanted to ask again to anyone who may listen to this interview. Please don't tell anyone that we're real witches. It's a secret, okay? If my coven finds out I blabbed, they'll be really upset with me. Also, check out The Witches of Vegas at the Sapphire Resort and Casinos Theater. It's a great show, but seats sell out fast. Thank you for the interview.